Hello, Agus Falcher, Alex Drain here. This podcast's all about a route that used to be used as an annual hill race in the Isle of Arran, the Glenrossa Horseshoe. It includes the mountains Binnacleven, Kiervoor, North Goatfell and Goatfell itself. As a walk, it's tough and quite gruelling, potentially very dangerous and not to be tackled without relevant experience and the proper kit. Distance-wise, it's about 13 miles, and if you're reasonably fit, should have no problem completing it on a day trip. For ease of route finding, we'll begin our journey from the ferry terminal. So, travel north through Brodick. Just over a mile from the terminal, you'll approach the Rossa Bridge. Turn up to the left in the String Road, that's the B880. But in about 150 yards, turn right down a small minor road. This will take you into Glenrossa. 400 yards along this small road is an even smaller road to the left. Ignore it. It goes on up Glenshurig. About half a mile on, and just before the road becomes impassable to cars, the Glenrossa campsite can be found. Campsite's cheap, but basic. There's a toilet block, but no shop nor canteen. If you're staying there and heavy rain's forecast, don't get too close to the river. Pitch your tent up the hill a bit or be ready for an early bath. Continue along the track, keeping Glenrossa Water on your right hand side. Walking the full length of Glenrossa by the side of the burn is a popular and easy walk to the saddle and back, surrounded in very close proximity by steep cliffs and mountains. It's possibly the best Sunday stroll I could imagine. However, that's not the route we're taking. Glenrossa Water meets Garavalt about a mile and a half up Glenrossa. The Garavalt is a burn on the way up. Cross the footbridge and turn left up the steep footpath by the side of the Garavalt. About 500 yards up the path, a faint path can be seen veering off to the right towards Knockbreck. Take this path and it will soon peter out as it crosses some very wet ground, so expect your feet to be in the dampish side. The route becomes clearer after Knockbreck, simply because it's continually rising. Binnacleven rarely gets a mention when discussing the mountains of Arran, and that really is a shame because it has some of the most spectacular views down into Glenrossa and across to Goatfell. Its cliffs and ridges mean it should be not considered simply as a hill, but as a mountain in its own right and to be treated with a great deal of respect. Now comes the tricky bit, and for obvious reasons, it wouldn't be clever to get this wrong as there are cliffs on all sides bar the one we'll follow. So, continue past the summit and the ridge for about 200 to 300 yards towards Bintarshuin. You'll find a cairn, and close to it there's a gap that'll take you down a very steep slope into Corrie Diane. Be careful, better not to slip. If you want to tick off Bintarshuin and miss out the steps that we'll soon come to, don't descend into Corrie Diane, but follow the path till it splits about half a mile further on. Go on the left fork ever upwards till you reach the summit. To rejoin our route, retrace your steps for a shortish distance, then follow the left bearing path to avoid a cairn. This path will take you to the Bialach before the climb to Kiervoor. However, if you don't take the easy option of Bintarshuin, once down into Corrie Diane, contour round below the climber's preserve of the awesome Achir Ridge and Lumovie Pass to the aforementioned steps that lead up to the also aforementioned Bialach, southwest of Kiervoor. Steps is, of course, loosely speaking. Climb them nevertheless. At the top of the Bialach, there's a T-junction to the path. The left branch leads you back to Bintarshuin, contouring round below the other side of Achir. Turning right in the reasonably clear path, head up towards the summit of Kiervoor. Frighteningly difficult as Kirvor may appear when viewed from Glenrosa, it's certainly doable for any moderately fit person. From the Bialach there's a path much of the way, and since it's all uphill, there's not much chance of getting lost. However, it's still dangerous, so don't do it in misty conditions. The route isn't particularly challenging, but great care must be taken not to stray from the direct path to the top. There are extremely hazardous cliffs surrounding all sides bar the one you're on. At the summit, there's a spectacular drop of about 600 feet into Glensanux. As you're standing on the top looking down, consider how long it would take to reach the bottom with one step. Or maybe not. If you're in a hurry, take your time at the top, or if you're in no hurry, take your time at the top. Views are breathtaking. And it was here at the top of Kirvor, accompanied by my wife, I saw for the first and only time in my life a broken spectre. Yeah, Google it. My shadow, magnified to about 1 mile in size, displayed on the floor of Glensanux and decorated with spectrum halos. Sorry, I can't promise a broken spectre, but have a good day out. Retrace your steps from Kirvor back to the Bialach. Whilst it is possible to descend directly to the saddle from Kirvor, it's far more dangerous and only for the experienced, as it's very steep and very exposed. Descend from the Bialach down into Glenrosa and rejoin the path leading up to the saddle. If you haven't contoured around below Kirvor in an effort to save time, you should meet the Glenrosa path that'll take you up to the saddle or back down Glenrosa. The saddle itself is a low Bialach between Kirvor and Northcote Fell, as well as separating Glenrosa and Glensanux. It'll pose no problems and is a great place to stop for a break and a bite to eat. Take time to check out your progress so far and see the slopes you've negotiated and those yet to tackle. Many walkers take a bus to the village of Sanux and walk up the Glensanux path to arrive at the saddle from the other side. This other side is a tad more difficult to negotiate than that in the Glenrosa side, as this path is plagued by water erosion. But once successfully negotiated, Sanux walkers then continue on down and through Glenrosa and back to Brodick for the ferry. A good day's walking, but not as good as this current route. Once fed and watered, take the path upwards in an easterly direction. That's the direction away from Kirvor. The path comes and goes. It's occasionally a bit exposed and some minor scrambling's required. I always wear gloves for this section, as the rough granite can really play havoc with skin. Underfoot, the going can be just as difficult due to the gravelly nature of the whole area, but providing you're careful, it's not too dangerous. The granite has weathered in many, many places, leaving some weirdly sculptured rocks. I like to take it easy at this point, telling myself it's to enjoy the beauty for the rocks or to be safely conscious as I clamber up the aforesaid loose gravel, but never the truth. The truth being that I'm simply very, very tired. Once you've negotiated North Goatfell and turned south towards the main peak of Goatfell, you'll see the pinnacle of Starkach, where you're faced with three options. Option one, take the path to the left. This is the most sensible path. It's the easiest and whilst a wee bit, just a wee bit, exposed at points, can generally be taken without difficulty. Having said that, when snow's on the ground, it can be nigh on impassable without crampons and axes. I speak from experience. Option two, go over the top of the Starkach Ridge. This is by far my favourite, when I've got plenty of time and the weather isn't too inclement. There's some scrambling involved, but no ropes needed. The scrambling looks difficult, but once you get going, it's pretty easy with plenty of handholds. By the way, it's more difficult going the other way, as it's obviously easier to ascend than descend. Option 3, take the path to the right. Now, this path may or may not be the quickest, but it is by far the most dangerous. It's very exposed with overhangs and a head for heights is absolutely essential. In addition, at points, the steep gravelly ground makes walking even more hazardous. I've gone this way a few times, but I generally tend to avoid it. Yes, the view down into Glenrothes is superb, but I've always been more focused on keeping the solid stuff under my feet rather than admiring the sights. Whichever route you've chosen to take you up and over the Stacach, you're now in the final pull to Goat Fell itself. There's still a bit of scrambling, but only very, very minor stuff. The Trig Point soon comes into view and you can bask in the gasps from those who came up by the easy tourist path and thought that difficult. There can be no doubt whatsoever that the views from the top of Goat Fell are amongst the best from any Scottish mountain. Look north and you can see Ben Lomond in the Aracher Alps. Also to the north are some of the other Aran mountains such as Cash de Laval and another of my favourites, Kirchnahoy. The Brodick Bay is laid out in a southeasterly perfection, and I mean perfection, especially if you're lucky enough to be there as the ferry is approaching. To the west, Glenrothes looks magical and raising your gaze takes you to your route of earlier on. To the south lies the Brodick Ridge, the Southern Hills and Holy Isle. Take your time, you really deserve it. No matter what folks say, there's a reasonably clear route down from Goat Fell. Any scrambling will be minimal and your descent should be relaxing. When you get to the bottom of the mountain at Claddagh and rejoin the A841, there's still a 2 mile walk before reaching the ferry terminal. Even though it's flat all the way, it can seem a very long route and be tough going. There are a number of places where you can stop off for a coffee or a bite, so enjoy. If this podcast has whetted your appetite for the Isle of Arran, have a look at my website. It's https://alexdrane.yolasite.com. That's https://alexdrane.yolasite.com. I'd also love any comments you'd like to leave. There's a comment page on the website. Goodbye, Martian leave.